Love in the East. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1876. As Shona Winterton arrived back at her family house in Park Lane, she wondered how she could bear to enter. Once it had been such a happy home, now it felt more like a prison. As she stepped down from her carriage, the butler pulled the front door open and greeted her with a smile. "I am glad to see you back, miss. We've missed you while you've been away."
"Thank you, Hoskins. Is my mother well?"
"Her ladyship has been rather tired recently. She is lying down at the moment, but I know she will be delighted to see you."
Shona smiled at him. Hoskins had been the butler at her parents' house for 15 years. She knew he would do everything in his power to help her, should she need it. As she walked upstairs, she was thinking that the day might come quite soon, when his help would be exactly what she needed. Things would be so different if only her father was still alive. He had been a quiet man, who loved his books and literature, as well as speaking several languages. He had no time for the notion that girls should not seem too intelligent, lest they damage their marriage chances. He was proud of Shona's brains, and tried to teach her everything he knew. He had loved to travel, and had taken his wife and daughter abroad at every opportunity. How delightful those trips had been. But 3 years ago, he had suffered a heart attack, and died almost immediately. Shona and her mother had mourned him. But after 18 months, her mother had remarried, and Shona had known then that this would never be a happy home to her again. Her stepfather, Colonel Lockwood, was a loud-mouthed man with a coarse laugh, as different from her intellectual father as one man could be from another. Outside her mother's door, Shona paused and spoke to her maid, who had travelled with her. "Go ahead and run me a bath, Effie. I must see my mother first." Effie hurried on down the corridor, while Shona knocked on her mother's door and received a faint, "Come in." Putting her head round the corner, she saw Lady Helen sitting up in bed in a frothy bed jacket. Her face was pale and delicate. At the age of 50, she had assumed the demeanour of a permanent invalid, which Shona attributed to the strain of living with her second husband. Not that Lady Helen ever openly criticised him. To do so would mean admitting that she had been foolish to marry him, and might ruin the facade of marital bliss she seemed determined to maintain. So, she dealt with the problem the only way she knew, by escaping it whenever she could. Shona knew that her mother loved her, but she also knew that in any battle with her stepfather, she could expect no help from her. Now her face brightened at the sight of her daughter, and she opened her arms in welcome.
"Shona, darling, at last you are here."
There was something slightly exaggerated about her effusiveness that made Shona's heart sink. It was clear that her mother was very relieved to see her, and that told her her worst fears were about to be realised.
"My dear child," Lady Helen said, "did you enjoy your visit to Downworth's?"
"Very much, Mamma. They are such charming people, and their house is always full of fun. There were parties and dancing every night. I'm quite worn out." Lady Helen smiled at this tale of gaiety. In her youth, she had loved nothing better than a party. Night after night she would be out dancing, the belle of the ball, flirting with one young man after another, until she had met the man of her dreams and married him. She was still pretty in a fragile manner. The likeness between herself and her daughter was astonishing. They had the same soft, light brown hair, the same large blue eyes, and delicate features. But Shona's face had a decisiveness that her mother's lacked. Her chin, although elegant, was strong, almost stubborn. Her mouth was full and beautiful, but also firm. Shona Winterton would never allow herself to be ordered about, but there were those who had yet to learn that lesson. Her stepfather was one of them.
"I am so glad you enjoyed yourself," Lady Helen said now.
"I would have remained longer," Shona said, "except that stepapa wrote to me."
"Oh, my dear, why do you call him that? I am sure he would like you to call him papa."